Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Paul Rasmussen. Big reaction to yesterday afternoon's resignation by Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin. I think it's safe to say a lot of people were like, what? Less than 24 hours after losing the playoff game to the Houston Texans. And so, Paul, I snagged Adam Crawley, who's the morning host, along with Doran Dickerson and 93.7 The Fan, our brother station, Marconi Award-winning radio station.
He's doing a terrific job there.
Yeah, and so he's had extensive experience covering the Steelers over the years. That's basically all they talk about, let's be honest. So you can imagine the talk. So I just asked Adam his reaction.
I can't believe it. I really can't. Our midday host, Joe Starkey, yesterday said, I'd give it about a 25-30% chance that Mike Tomlin might walk away. And I thought, while listening to him, what the heck are you talking about? No chance. The way Mike Tomlin came off the field after Tyler Lute missed that field goal against the Ravens, like, I think of him as like a competitor and like a junkie who's addicted to football. And I guess this means he's just going to take a break and then he'll maybe get back into coaching, but I can't believe that it's over. And I think there's a complicated mix of emotions within me, and I think maybe a lot of Steelers fans too. The last decade hasn't been good enough, not by a long shot. You got to win Super Bowls here, and he couldn't even win a playoff game. But that being said, he did win a Super Bowl, and he's never had a losing season, and I think he has been a great ambassador for the game, and I think he's a good guy who has done a lot of great things for this town.
He has a reputation off the field of being very funny. He's intelligent, a family man. His kids are growing up fast. His fabric is tied directly to Pittsburgh. Now, that said, and after getting over the shock because conversations about the game would have continued. Now that's off the map. It's onward. Now, who replaces Mike Tomlin? What happens to Mike? Does he take a year off? Does he want to coach another team? He could. There's eight other job opportunities available today, maybe even more.
That's right, and it's fascinating. The reporting that's out there suggests that he's probably going to take a year off and go to TV, but the Steelers still hold his rights because they didn't fire him. And should he want to get back into coaching, they could trade Mike Tomlin. It happened with Sean Payton not all that long ago. He was the Saints head coach. He leaves. He goes to television, and he gets traded to the Broncos after that for a first and second round pick. I could absolutely see something like that happening. As for where the Steelers turn, they love mid-30s defensive coaches. Mike Tomlin, Bill Cowher, Chuck Knoll all fit that mold. At least that's what I think is going to happen. But who knows? They do this once a generation, Larry. So maybe maybe their game plan has changed on this a smidge.
There are a lot of fans, and I would say majority of the fans, that don't really remember anything else. It's, you know, obviously the younger crowd. Mike Tomlin for 19 season has been that guy. You think he'll do TV? I mean, his wit and humor, but is it too close to leaving an organization to be too critical about others doing their job?
I don't think he'll be all that critical. I think he will find a way, like Mike Tomlin always does, to say what needs to be said in an articulate and colorful way. I think he'll be really good at it. We've had split opinions on that, like Mark Caboli. He thinks he's going to be terrible at television. I can't possibly see Mike Tomlin being bad at it. And it wouldn't shock me if NBC kicks the tires and gets him on before the Super Bowl. Like, I could see it happening really quick.
Yeah, I could see a short-term situation. And then, of course, we have the NFL draft coming here. Boy, what a unique insight that would be. But do you think he'll coach again?
I do. He loves it. I always tell the story. I used to be around the team on a day-to-day basis a lot more than I am now with my previous job. And I was at training camp for 6 years, staying in the dorms. And the Steelers 1 year were flipping, I forget what year it was, from more of a zone team to a man coverage team. And Mike Tomlin's background before he was a defensive coordinator, he was a secondary coach. And he was so hands-on on the field with these guys, teaching them the elements of how he wanted them to play the cover two, how he wanted them to play man coverage. He loves it. He loves the draft process. He loves every bit of this.
Yeah, unlike Bill Cowher stepping down, certainly he had plenty of runway to come back to coaching, maybe thought about it, but started to enjoy his new life doing CBS. So who's going to fill his shoes here? I know you mentioned you anticipate it being some young coach. Any names on the radar?
Well, there's a Shula out there, Chris Shula. He's a defensive coordinator, and he's in his mid-30s. There's a Kubiak. There's always a Kubiak. There's always a Shula.
And a Shanahan.
And a Shanahan. I think they'll go the defensive route, if I'm just taking an educated guess. Jesse Minter, a defensive coordinator, who's also in his mid-30s. Brian Flores, potentially, who was here as a linebackers coach for a year, D.C. in Minnesota, would make some sense. Mike Tomlin was the defensive coordinator in Minnesota before he made his jump to be the head coach. I would bet, well, I'm not going to bet any money, but I would guess if I had to handicap it, one of those three makes a ton of sense.
No shortage of conversation topics for the fan. Adam, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. There's, I don't think, enough time today.
Adam Crawley from 93.7 The Fan, and Art Rooney II, president of the Steelers and owner, will speak at a noon press conference today. I'm anxious to hear what he has to say.
I wonder what he will have to say. I mean, it's awfully early in terms of finding a new coach, so is it going to be a post-mortem? Or?
Well, I know at least part of what he'll say. He released a statement yesterday. During our meeting today, Coach Tomlin informed me that he has decided to step down as our head coach. Obviously, I'm extremely grateful to Mike for all the hard work, dedication, and success we have shared over the last 19 years. It's hard for me to put into words the level of respect and appreciation I have for Coach Tomlin. He guided the franchise to our sixth Super Bowl championship and made the playoffs 13 times during his tenure, including winning the AFC North 8 times in his career. His track record of never having a losing season in 19 years will likely never be duplicated. My family and I and everyone connected to the Steelers management are forever grateful for the passion and dedication Mike Tomlin has devoted to Steelers football.
You know what I would like to see in a book? I would like to see the behind-the-scenes look into the Rooney's deliberations as they figured out who they were going to hire. when they hired Tomlin.
Well, I know.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
The late ambassador had a huge influence in that.
You got
it. Back at the ambassador, I know Coach Tomlin had a great love and respect for him, too. And he is still sorely missed. I miss him. He was like the grandfather of the city, in a way. You know, Dan Rooney. But he had a big influence in that process. So we'll see what Art Rooney II has to say at noon today. Top stories driving the day's news. Weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap. Brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. So the fallout from Mike Tomlin's resignation yesterday afternoon will continue, no doubt, until there is a new coach. And can you imagine, Aaron and Paul, the scrutiny this new person, whoever it is going to be under? I half joked, more than the mayor or even the governor in this town, everybody will want to know everything about whoever this new person is.
You know, they were talking about how attractive this job would be for so many people, that, you know, it's a prize position. If you're hired here, you're likely to stay here for a long, long time. And then all of a sudden you get the job and then you realize, uh-oh.
A lot of work to do.
At least he's, whoever this is going to be coaching in Pittsburgh and not somewhere like Philadelphia or New York, where it's, the media relations can be brutal.
Well, and can we also talk about at the Golden Globes, Priyanka Chopra, who's an actress, she was presenting an award. And of course, all eyes were on us leading up to this wild card game. And she goes, "Go Steelers." I don't think she would have said that if we weren't a town known for our fan base. You know what I mean?
I did hear her say that.
Like, why would she? So, like Paul said, Pittsburgh is just so known for how crazy, you know, we go hard for our teams.
So I asked Gemini, which is the artificial intelligence app for Google, who's going to be the next Steelers head coach? And it says, as of right now, the Steelers have not yet named a new coach because the team is known for extreme stability. And it goes through the, you know, what we all know. So this marks only the fourth head coaching vacancy for the Steelers in 57 years.
Wow. I think that there's only one record of longevity that I can think of that would equal this or maybe even exceed it, and that would be from 1968 forward. We've had three hosts on this radio station, starting with Jack Bogut, followed by John Cigna, and now you.
Are you calling for my resignation?
No, I'm not. And I think you've got them both beat now, if you combine the time they were on the air, right?
Jack Bogut was in the air chair here 15 years.
Oh, okay.
In the morning. And then John Cigna, 18. And this is my 25th.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, Aaron. It sounded like he was saying, do you have any announcements to make?
No. That's really a great accomplishment.
Something about Pittsburgh, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a stability overall in this town. We're slow to change sometimes, and that can be a good thing, and sometimes it can be a hindrance. But at the same time, I think people overall enjoy stability.
Continuity is a good thing, if you ask me.
Yep. So, top candidates, according to Gemini, the artificial intelligence app of Google, Jason Minter. His current role is defensive coordinator for the Chargers. Let's see, he's considered to be one hot candidate.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent,
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Adam Crawley mentioned Chris Shula, son of the late Don Shula, legendary coach. Brian Flores, who's the defensive coordinator for the Vikings, who was here in 2022. Yeah.
That's the name that popped up for me first when I heard about the
A guy named Jeff Hafley, who's the defensive coordinator for the Packers, based on their fourth quarter of their last game, I don't know, they gave up 25 points to the Bears to lose in their playoff game. Marcus Freeman, this is one kind of intrigues me. He's the head coach at Notre Dame. And though he recently committed to staying there, there is some rumor and speculation they may be able to talk him into coming here if they want Marcus Freeman. So those are what artificial intelligence is telling us about the potential. This is the Big K Morning Show. A lot going on. We will keep you posted. And, of course, tomorrow morning, anticipating, we will have the KDK Radio Storm Center brought to you by Duquesne Light Company, Larger Than Light, up and running. And you can always go to kdkradio.com for any updates for school closings and delays in particular. You've heard about Venezuela more in the last month probably than you've heard in your lifetime. And Evan Robinson Johnson of the Post-Gazette wrote this. In his justifications for removing Venezuela's dictator from power, President Trump claimed that he will move to unleash the world's largest oil reserves, stabilize a corrupt and impoverished nation, and stem the flow of deadly drugs to communities across the country. In response, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro said Trump should focus on issues at home, while Senator Dave McCormick suggested overdose deaths were an issue worth curtailing. Curious what the reaction is here locally, and believe it or not, we have a community from Venezuela. And joining us is Juan Romero, who has been a U.S. citizen for 25 years from Venezuela, living here in Pittsburgh. Juan, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. So we hear this in the news. You know, there's been so many big international news stories, but certainly this was one that garnered a lot of attention, what the future is. And curious, as a now Pittsburgher and someone from Venezuela, how you view this story.
I read it yesterday, actually, on Facebook, what the governor was saying, and I'm totally disagree, because it's not just about oil. There has been a problem in Venezuela, trafficking drugs to the United States. Everything has been planned since Chavez was in power. So it's not just that. Venezuela, the regime, has allied with Hezbollah and Iran, which receive passports, diplomat passport from Venezuela to travel all around the world. So it's not just drugs, it's terrorism that they're trying to implement all over America and the world.
And that said, Juan, I'm curious, why did you come to America in the first place 25 years ago?
Actually, Chavez got in power. The country was shot. There were no opportunities. And finally, I got an opportunity to come in 2001 to the States on a work visa. And Yeah, it's been the best thing I ever did, because actually I told my family about you guys have to make a move and get out of the country before it gets worse. And finally, you know, they moved like 7 years ago. It's tough. It's tough. Very tough.
And that said, are you more hopeful for your native country moving forward?
Yes, definitely. President Trump have done the right thing. Actually, he was about to do it on his first term, but he got pretty much a lot of people play him, like the false Venezuelan opposition. I don't know if you guys remember when Juan Guaido was sworn in as an interim president of Venezuela, and Donald Trump brought him to the United States and present him in the State of the Union. So actually, they pretty much didn't do the job that our help, Mr. President.
Do you think, Juan, you'll be able to see a real election and a democratic government run Venezuela moving forward?
I think so. I think so. There is a plan. I think Mr. Trump is doing the right thing. Actually, he's supposed to meet with Maria Corina Machado, one of the leaders, this week, and actually one lady, Delcy Rodriguez, from the regime. They're supposed to meet up this week. So I think he has the plan. He's going to run the show and help, like he always have done for Venezuelans. He always been with us and trying to help us and trying to destroy the regime.
Juan, what's the best thing about living in Pittsburgh for you?
Pittsburgh, wow. I moved from Florida 6 years ago. I love the weather. I love the people. It's a big, great community. Pennsylvania is a beautiful state.
And what kind of work do you do?
I actually work in the oil and gas. I'm a directional driller. Working for a lot of companies here in PA.
Well, we appreciate the time and thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Juan Romero, U.S. citizen for the past 25 years, 6 years ago moving to Pittsburgh. His thoughts on Venezuela. We haven't chatted in a while, but a big change coming for this week, starting really later tonight when the temperature will start to go below freezing. So walk us through the next few days, please.
It's an Arctic front that's bearing down on Chicago right now. It's to the north and west of Detroit. It will work its way through Chicago in the next couple of hours. There'll be a quick little burst of snow. So out ahead of it, we're relatively mild today, low to mid-40s with off and on rain. But that front will reach us this evening. Temperature will begin to fall into the 30s. The rain will flip over to some snow. And the first half of tonight is going to be snowy, probably a 4 to 6 hour period of snow. We can pick up an inch or two with that, and that's going to make things very slippery. Then that should taper off late tonight. But the temperatures continue to plummet, and the concern is all that moisture that's on the roads doesn't have an opportunity to dry off. So things could get very, very icy pretty quickly early tonight, and by morning we're all the way down to 17. I think that's the worst of it. There'll probably be some snow or flurries at times tomorrow, but it won't amount to as much. I think the real danger is the first half of tonight.
And then the rest of the weekend on Friday into Saturday and Sunday, it looks like some really cold temperatures continue.
Yeah, I mean, we're barely going to get past 20 tomorrow. We can sneak up to the freezing mark on Friday, but there may be a bit of snow in the afternoon. There'll be some snow at times, I think, on Saturday. But then another front comes through Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, and it's very cold again on Sunday. And the cold is probably going to be with us more than it is in for the rest of January.
Appreciate the update as always, Joe. Thanks.
All right, you're welcome.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Who will the Steelers hire as head coach?
Pittsburgh Steelers have one of the best organizations in the NFL, one of the most, respected. All of the things Judy said, that is all absolutely true.
So, nationally, his reputation is absolutely impeccable. And there are at least 9 jobs available in the NFL if he wants to coach next season.
Oh, you're talking about Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so who they hire it's interesting because he may now be the number one choice for all these other teams.
Well, I mean, that's a great question. Where would he go? For example, the Ravens have an opening. This is Baltimore owner Steve Mishotti's reaction when he got the news yesterday.
Uh-oh.
He did? Is it official?
That's what I keep hearing. So, is he a candidate here?
Holy shit, Mike, wouldn't that be awesome? Only if John takes the Pittsburgh job. Wow, wouldn't that be interesting?
That's funny. Then he reacted to, after the Ravens lost to the Steelers, Coach Tomlin, you know, the kick was missed.
Yeah.
He beat his chest and blew a kiss.
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't know, because that, you know, he took offense to that.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, it's going to
Well, I mean, you know, if you get it, your attitude would change if you've got one of the better coaches in the league. I think you're right. He's the number one guy who's been a head coach.
I can pretty much bet, though, we are not going to swap coaches with the Baltimore Ravens.
What a completely strange world we're living in if that were to happen, right? Okay, so now we just got done talking with AccuWeather's Joe Lundberg about the wonderful weather ahead.
So things could get very, very icy pretty quickly early tonight, and by morning we're all the way down to 17. I think that's the worst of it.
I think it's safe to say that we will have the KDK Radio Storm Center open for business tomorrow morning.
So if I have it right, we're going to get some rain, some drizzle this morning, some snow and rain at times this afternoon, and then colder overnight, the snow before the temperature plummets down to 17. Is that it?
I believe you have assessed it correctly. So, yeah, we're going to, after enjoying this balmy morning where we're in the mid upper 40s, by the time we get tomorrow morning again, it'll be 17 degrees.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.